Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gail Strickland over Oakland Way. Good morning to you, Gail.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and I know you are busy along with a lot of other people because you have Junkapalooza, I think that's how you say it, going on this weekend.
We do, that's for sure. We have been getting additional vendors this week, which we're thrilled about, so we're going to have our main street filled with vendors, and we have vintage items, we have crafts, and all kinds of things that will interest people.
Anything special you want to mention? I mean, is there something that came in that you go, oh, I didn't expect that, or oh, I've never seen that before?
Well, what is, I'm not exactly sure because I haven't seen all of the booths yet, but what is really exciting to me is that I had some women donate a quilt that they have embroidered and quilted, and for anybody coming in and buying a ticket, we will include that. I mean, it isn't a raffle. It's just anybody that comes to our event will have a ticket, and they can sign their name. And at the end of Sunday, we'll draw, and someone will receive this beautiful navy blue embroidered quilt.
So just show up and,
yes,
and pay a fee. Is there a fee to participate?
There is a fee of $4 for adults to come and shop. And if you go to Oakland Insurance Agency and have some paper shredded, they have a $1 off coupon. And so people could shop for $3.
Okay.
And that will allow you to put your ticket in for this quilt drawing.
Okay. Now, Junkapalooza, as we've said, lots of crafters and so on. What time does it start? When is it and what time?
Well, it's this Saturday, and we begin at 9 o'clock, and we're going all day. And then we're doing it again Sunday morning at 9 o'clock and going until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, so it is 2 days. You got double chance in there. If you're busy this weekend, you got 2 days to get over to Oakland and see what's going on. This, you know, it's like some things that I think I've been to, but also it's unique. So it would be fun to come and see that. Will there be food available?
There will be food available. The man who calls himself the feed trough will be having hot dogs and hamburgers and funnel cakes and curly fries. The after prom committee will be having popcorn and drinks, and we have some people with food bake sale type items, and so I think people can have something to eat and enjoy themselves. And in addition, at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we're having a little reception in the museum to honor all of the volunteers who have worked on this garden project. You know, Junkapalooza is a fundraiser for our garden project, which will be an extension of our lovely Nishna Heritage Museum. And we received funding from Promise Partners, from the Farm Bureau, and from the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation. And so this fundraiser will be added to those funds, and we hope to have a beautiful garden area that will be a place to honor our agricultural roots.
Okay. Now, many people drive through Oakland, but just in case they hadn't driven through and right along the road, there's where the museum is, and there you had a little problem right there, and so that's the reason for all of this going on.
Yes, we had four buildings collapse on Main Street in 2011, and we have just started cleaning up the rubble. And, you know, that was the brainchild of our National Honor Society. When they did Community Service Day last spring, they said, let's start cleaning up that area. It doesn't look good. And so they began, and then some of the adults joined in. We've written grants, and as I said, we received funding from three different organizations, along with donations from the public. And so we have about a fourth of that area filled with dirt, and we're hoping to put in a lovely garden and have some antique farm equipment as sculptural elements in that space, and it'll be a nice place for people to come and remember our agricultural past.
Mm-hmm. Now, Gail, you said, you know, these are four buildings on Main Street, but when a lot of us, sorry, don't go to Main Street, but it's what we see when we drive through on the highway. We see the backside of that, correct?
You do see the backside.
So whether you're inviting people to stop to shop in Oakland sometime, but if we don't do that, we still can enjoy what you're doing there because we can see it as we drive through on on that street. There, you've got some other businesses there. I know a lot of people stop at other places along there, but it's going to be such a big improvement.
It certainly is, and we really hope to use it to market our area, not only just Oakland, but the communities of Carson and Macedonia, which have some lovely little, little villages here in southwest Iowa. Oakland will soon be getting the Freedom Rock. We'll have for Pottawatomie County. All three of our communities have the Eagle Monuments to honor our veterans. And so we're just hoping people will decide to come to our little communities and see what we have to offer. And we hope to have something there next to our museum, which will be an attraction, an educational venue, and also just something that will be nice to look at.
Mm-hmm. And we're visiting with Gail Strickland in Oakland. She's with the Oakland Historical Society. I'm sure as a society that you have been just kind of frustrated about all this. I mean, knowing that something needed to be done, and now it's happening. How exciting.
It is exciting. And, we continue to have some frustrations, but those are just challenges that need to be met.
You bet.
But we certainly have a lot of support from our community, and a lot of people are thrilled to see something happening at last.
Now, talk just a little bit about the museum, because you have some kind of unusual, wonderful things in your museum. When is it open?
Well, it's open Monday through Thursday, beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning and going until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have wonderful volunteers who know quite a lot about all of the different pieces in there. What's interesting is that it's been set up in sort of little rooms. And we even have the original butcher shop in the back that was once in this building when it was a working building.
Interesting.
With a lot of equipment. There are tools that men would enjoy looking at. We even have a jail, and that seems to be a real favorite of the kids to come in and see these two places where prisoners would stay. And then behind that, we have a big safe that is original to the building, kind of a general store in the back. We have lots of photographs. We have a beauty shop from the 20s with one of those electronic permanent.
Oh, yes, the pull-down kind of things, yes.
Mm-hmm. And several hats and clothing. We have a display of ancient animals.
Yes, I was going to mention that because I had seen that. I think that's kind of unusual. Those things are from, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago.
Oh, actually, our ancient history, when we look at those preserved fossils from that era.
Yeah.
And so that's always interesting for all people, but I know kids really enjoy looking at that. And we have a few we have a section of uniforms from the different eras of our military history. We had a large Rainbow Presence, which was an organization of young women. And we have a section that honors that tradition.
So lots there to see, something of interest for everybody. Now, you mentioned you're open Monday through Thursday. If somebody wanted to bring their family or whatever on weekends, is that possible?
I think that you could call Jo Cates, who is the curator at the museum, and she would make sure that people would be able get a chance to see that. And we're really hoping that this garden will enhance the whole museum space, and we're hoping to develop some events that will bring people back into the museum three or four times a year to have something for children and for adults alike.
Okay. Gail, remind us of the days and the times of Junkapalooza in Oakland.
Those will be Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of September, and the forecast seems to be
positive, favorable. Yes.
And so we're going to have vendors all up and down the main street.
Time on Saturday?
It starts at 7 on Saturday and goes all through Saturday through 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, and Sunday is?
9 o'clock in the morning until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
And there is a $4 fee for adults to come and shop and see and just enjoy.
That fee will allow you to shop, But it also, I hope, will make you feel good because this is supporting this really wonderful a garden that we're developing.
Yes,
so if you give your $4, it's really a great donation to a good cause.
It is. Well, thank you so much, Gail Strickland, for visiting with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Until next time, here's
and everybody come.
Yeah, right. Until next time, people, even more than things, have to be restored, renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw out anyone.